Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danker, Bharati Jagdishan, Ryan Huang with you. It's time now for Mind Your Business.
Yes, indeed. Now, recently, blockchain platforms like OpenSea, NFTs, like Bored Ape, as expected, industries such as fintech, e-commerce, all of these industries, they are key sectors that are more likely to generate a ton of hype and higher valuations as well.
You bring up a great point there because you look at the amount of publicity that's surrounding these industry, right? It's really no wonder that the majority of startups are saturated within these sectors. I mean, there's a report by CBI Insights, 29.15% of startups are in fintech, 26.01% are in internet services and software, 18.39% are in e-commerce.
Mm. But what about other sectors that are generally considered mature or even boring? I'm talking here about things like real estate, healthcare, agriculture. Of course, there's always agri-tech and healthcare tech. But what about the traditional sides of these markets? Are we perhaps neglecting opportunities that are still present here?
Oh, good question. Well, let's see if we can get some answers. Sophie Jockelson, who is Chief Marketing Officer and co-founder of Cove, on the line. Sophie, good morning. How are you?
Hi, morning. Good, thank you.
Thanks for helping us out with this. I suppose let's start off by trying to understand Cove a little bit. What we have is it's a co-living startup founded in Singapore. You've got over 800 rooms across Singapore and Jakarta. What's your experience venturing into this so-called mature market with your company, Cove?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a few misconceptions that at first glance make these traditional industries seem less appealing. Firstly, the fact the markets are already so big with traditional models might lead people to believe that they don't need innovation. And secondly, I think people might be put off by the fact that there are large, established, incumbent businesses already in the space. But the reality is that both of these are good reasons why these spaces need disruption. And actually, we've seen that to be true in many large traditional industries in the past. If you take the banking sector as an example, in the last 15 years, we've seen the tremendous rise and success of the neobanks, who brought a real kind of consumer-first digital disruption to the space and took on those big traditional banks. And actually, that's what we're seeing at Cove in the real estate industry as well.
Yeah, so we're talking here about a traditional market, in the case of Cove, which is real estate, but a new and innovative approach, right? Which
exactly.
is your co-living model, a new and innovative model, in other words. So what really led you to see this potential and to capitalize on it?
Yeah, I mean, firstly, the scale of these big kind of traditional markets is exciting. So the residential real estate market is actually the largest single asset class in the world. It's worth over $250 trillion. To put that in perspective, it's larger than the whole world's GDP put together. But I suppose even more importantly to us, is that we saw the real estate industry was lacking in innovation and lacking in digital transformation. And that the consumer, particularly in home rental, which is where we focus, the consumer or tenant was really not being prioritized in terms of the experience and product that they were being offered. And that's where we saw a real opportunity to come in and add value, and particularly to leverage technology to really kind of transform the way the industry works.
Let's talk about opportunities and further opportunities really in these mature markets. I mean, earlier we talked about how everything is tech-based and you sort of alluded to that as well. Why do you think people are not sticking with what's tried and tested in that sense?
I think that, you know, we've seen over the course of the last 20, 30 years, real shift in traditional industries through the use of technology. And frankly, you know, across all of these spaces, it makes our lives easier when technology is leveraged. So in Cove's case, for example, on our website, you can really easily and discover the different properties that we have available for rent. We have things like VR tours, so that you can sit in the comfort of your home and explore the space without having to travel around the city. And that's just one example of the ways that kind of technology really enhances the experience, even in a more kind of traditional market.
what did redefining your particular market, or rather defining it to start with, entail really? What were the challenges there?
I think you have to have a really strong understanding of the traditional market and as it exists today, and understand kind of where the value proposition today is perhaps lacking or perhaps falling behind in terms of what your consumer and customer demands. In our case, me and my co-founders were very experienced renters. You know, we had a lot of experience throughout our lives and a lot of horror stories, frankly, to share about rental. And we very quickly realized that this process that we have of kind of trudging around properties, using multiple agents, having paper contracts, you know, it's slow, it's cumbersome, and it's not really fit for the 21st century. So we developed a deep understanding of kind of what the pain points and problems were with the traditional market. And that allowed us to then design a whole new experience, kind of starting with, okay, what would a great rental experience look like? And if we took examples from other industries that have already seen digital disruption, what are some of the ideas that we can bring to the rental space to make it easier, faster, and more hassle-free for our tenants?
You kind of hinted at that, and it really caught my attention when you talked about this VR thing that you have.
Yeah.
So here's my question to you as an experienced renter. Mm-hmm. What's that like? I mean, looking at things, trying to look out, check out a property or research a property via VR versus in person. I mean, is it really that appealing?
Yeah, you have to check it out on our website. You can see for yourself. But I guess I don't think it fully replaces the experience of going to see a property in the flesh. But what it does do is make the whole process more efficient. Because in the old world, you know, you might have trudged around 15 different properties and finally decided on the one that was right for you. In what we see at Cove with the VR tool is people can do quite a lot of the research initially at home by using those VR tours, which are very, very good and give you a great sense of the space and a great idea of the property. And then you can sort of narrow down to a short list of one or two properties that you can actually then go and see in the flesh and make your booking. So it really drives a lot of efficiency, which in our kind of modern, busy, hectic lifestyles is really what everyone's looking for.
Now, your model is unique. It was new for its time, right? But if we were talking about mature markets where there are a lot of large and established players already, you kind of have to compete with them too, don't you, in terms of getting the message out there that here we are with a new and revolutionary approach. What were the challenges of doing that from a marketing perspective, from the perspective of building trust with consumers as well?
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, I think as a startup founder, the key thing in those early stages when you're getting off the ground is to kind of find your early adopting market. Mm. It's to find almost that niche who have a really strong need for your product and are likely to be perhaps the more digitally savvy, perhaps the people who are really crying out for this type of solution. And in our case, there was really a population of particularly young people looking to rent, who were very poorly served by the current residential rental market. What was in the market was very expensive often, very inflexible, and kind of very cumbersome to kind of explore and access. So by focusing on these kind of young professionals, students as well, we were able to offer them something that clearly added a lot of value. And they became our kind of early adopters of the model. And you know, fortunately, building on that success, we now tackle a much larger portion of the rental market. So you mentioned that we do co-living, which is where we started the business. But we actually also now tackle and offer products across the whole rental market. So we also offer private studios, private one, two-bedroom apartments, and we start to cater to a wider and wider demographic. So I think the key for any entrepreneur entering this space is to really figure out what is that early target market where you get your foothold. You go really deep with that market. And then once you've built that trust that you mentioned and that credibility for your brand, you can then expand from there and start taking on larger and larger proportions of the market overall.
We're on the line this morning with Sophie Jochelsen, who is Chief Marketing Officer and co-founder of Cove. In terms of stability, would you say that because you're leveraging on technology, the mature markets provide that sense of stability? In other words, if I'm an investor, I kind of know what I'm going to get.
Yeah, it's a really interesting point, and actually very timely with the global pandemic that we're currently experiencing. I think the attractive thing about a market like real estate is that it's very resilient. So regardless of kind of what's going on in the world, everybody always needs a place to live. And so, you know, fortunately, through the COVID pandemic, which is, you know, probably the largest upheaval faced by the markets in our generation, our performance was still very resilient. We managed to maintain occupancy rates well above 80%. And I mean, traditionally, our occupancy rates are kind of over 90. Today, they're sitting at around 95. But we stayed pretty resilient in the face of a lot of disruption. So for me, that's also, you know, one of the more attractive things about these traditional industries, which as compared to some of the industries you referenced at the start of the segment, where hype is really a factor. The thing with hype is that it can often be short-lived, and you see like a rapid rise, but then equally a rapid crash in some of these trendy spaces.
For sure. And I'm sure that there are cons to entering a mature market as well, just as there are cons to entering emerging markets and new and exciting markets too. So tell me more about the downsides of entering mature markets.
I think what you need to understand well is that you are a disruptor in a space when you enter this kind of mature market. So you're going in to a space where there are incumbent, you know, legacy big industry players. So in our case, a lot of established kind of real estate players. And so I think you need to be very clear on what value you bring that is different and better than what those incumbents bring. Because to begin with, it's very much a David and Goliath kind of situation, right? They have a lot of resources and you're very much the underdog. But you see this time and time again in more established markets that often a challenger brand or a disruptor comes into the market and manages to outpace those traditional players. And I think often it's because the traditional players have maybe lost the ability to innovate and they've perhaps been slow to adopt a lot of new technologies. So I think to kind of counter the challenge of facing these large players, it's about really understanding your strengths and understanding what sets you apart and really leveraging those to gain the trust of the consumer and ultimately, you know, pull them away from those legacy players.
Sophie, final question, and it's a bit of a marketing slash branding type of question. Considering we talked about earlier how everyone wants to get involved in tech, how important is it when it comes to naming your company? You're entering a mature market, but you are also leveraging on technology. And we've often said that, you know, if you have the word tech in your company name, it's sexy, right? It sells. But you guys have gone with just Cove. Tell me about your thoughts on this.
Yeah, I mean, we're a consumer business and not a B2B business. So I think that impacts some of the choices you make. My background is in kind of consumer marketing and we chose a name that was deliberately kind of short and punchy and easy for people to remember because that helps to drive more recognition and make sure that it kind of sticks in people's minds. I think ultimately, the touch points that we have with our consumers, be that our website, our tenant app, give a clear impression right from the outset that we're a tech-enabled company. And I think that's shown very clearly in the experience that users have when they interact with us. So I think the name itself is probably less important in terms of bringing that kind of like tech connotation, as long as you're making sure that you're interface and your whole consumer journey and experience is slick and seamless.
Make sure it works.
Yes, definitely.
Keep it simple, I always say. As long as you can directly relate with your services, good enough. Thank you very much for that, Sophie. Sophie Jochelsen is Chief Marketing Officer and co-founder of Cove. You stay safe
and
take care, Sophie.
You too. Bye.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.